The U.S. and other countries in NATO have sent military troops and equipment to Denmark to protect its capital while hosting meetings with European Union leaders starting today. Ukraine even sent some help, too. A week of flights by unidentified drones caused fear that Russia might be involved, but no proof. Terry Schultz reports from Copenhagen that many Danes are rethinking their personal security.
The Danish government still can't say who staged the mysterious drone flights every day and night for a week. With NATO allies and Ukrainian experts now rushing to protect the capital, it's harder to tell people not to be afraid. Instead, Justice Minister Peter Hummelgaard warns them, this is their new reality.
We will be in a situation that is also similar to this one again. That is the nature of hybrid warfare.
For Trine, a hotel receptionist, the drones have already caused too many sleepless nights. We agreed not to share last names of people we spoke to if requested, given the widespread panic.
I live very near the airport, so every night these helicopters and stuff are going around and around. I really need to sleep. I have to around my house all night.
She's not the only one whose nerves are frayed.
Everybody is talking about it.
Are they worried?
Very worried. I am. My kids are. My family are. We make these emergency plans. What do we do? So we prepared.
That meant, she said, checking their canned food supply, stocking up on water, and reviewing their plan with other family members in case physical evacuation is needed.